Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 16th. A bit of a lackluster day in the grains today, with corn settling just a quarter cent above the overnight settlements. Wheat pretty close there in the Kansas City and a couple cents lower in the Chicago. And soybeans backed off a few cents from the overnight settlements. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got May finishing the day up 2.5 cents at 366. May traded up to the 100-day moving average at 367, but failed to get through. We'll have to see if we can make our way above those averages that have gone from support to resistance here. December finishing the day up 2.5 cents at 387.5. The 100-day moving average in December comes in at 388.25. We were slightly above there briefly, but then traded again down below. So we'll see if we can make our move through those moving averages and change the sentiment of the funds. Funds in the corn are still long between 65 and 70,000 contracts of corn. Export sales this morning were good, 1.478 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 700,000 and 1.2 million. Excuse me. Moving to the wheat, we've got May finishing even at 436, and Kansas City May finishing up 2.75 cents at 450. There was a sale of 120,000 tons of hard red wheat to Algeria announced this morning by the USDA, and yesterday Egypt bought 420,000 tons of wheat, 300,000 from Russia, 60,000 from Ukraine, and 60,000 from France. So we close still below the 100-day moving average in the Chicago wheat, comes in 437.5, and in the Kansas City, we are above the 100-day, which comes in at 445.75. So we'll see how these markets react here, trading between these moving averages. Funds are still short about 80,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. Taking a look at beans, both May and November put in a second inside day on the charts, with May finishing the day up 3.5 cents at 10.01.5, November finishing up 2.5 cents at 9.95.5. November went up and tested the $10 level, got as high as 9.99.5, and then backed off late in the day. May finishing the day back above the $10 level, 10.01.5. We are looking at, we're still below the major moving averages in the May and November. The next support is the 200-day moving average down at 982. So with two inside days in a row, depending on which way we break out of these things, it's a not a bad technical indicator for a short-term move. If we can take it out previous days' highs or lows, the market tends to follow through on those kind of days. The funds are still long about 110,000 contracts of beans. USDA this morning announced a sale of 120,000 tons of beans to unknown, and export sales in the beans were at the higher end of expectations, 697,000. That was versus estimates of between 400 and 800,000. The export sales in the wheat were in the middle of the range, 340,000 versus estimates of between 275 and 650,000. In outside markets, the dollar later in the day has gotten a little bit weaker. We're now down 48 points at 100.09. Crude oil down just 3 cents a barrel at 48.83. We've got stocks trading just down 21 points at 20,928. But gold holding strong on this little commodity bounce here, up $25.50 an ounce at $1,227.80 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.